July 24th, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, it is a grave matter for anyone to try to redefine sin in order to draw wandering sheep back into the fold. Sin is sin, and the truth of sin will never change to appease consciences. It is false consciences that must change to abide in the truth. This is the way back to peace in hearts and peace in the world. This generation has fallen away from the truth of an omnipotent God, His mercy, and His justice. The ones caught up in moral degeneration live as though there is no accountability for any type of sin. The world encourages this error by legalizing sin. I have come to tell you my son's arm of justice grows heavier by the minute. Amend your lives. Make clearly known my words to you today. Call upon the God of mercy. Restore order to your world through truth. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this He called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word or of mouth or by letter. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 22 through 25. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.